Hello, and welcome to the Cup and Clam. Do you have a reservation?
Yes. My name is Bertrand Falstaff Heine. I did call ahead. I'm a critic. To be more specific, a wine critic. To be even more specific, a former wine critic. I was fired. A politically motivated firing. It's not worth mentioning.
I see.
I'm in town for the weekend. I'm indulging in the coffee and seafood at some of Seattle's most exclusive establishments.
Yes, Mr. Heine, it is. My name is Christian. I'll be your clamelier tonight, guiding you through this evening's coffee and clam selections. Table for one?
Yes, I'm afraid my companion seemed to have abandoned me this evening.
One can be instructed in society, but one is inspired only in solitude.
Ah.
Goethe, sir. Will this do?
Of course, yes. Thank you. The venerable Goethe, of course. Yes. Well chosen, young man.
Thank you.
I think I'll start with a coffee. I understand the Cup and Clam enjoys a reputation as a steaming jewel in Seattle's dark liquid crown.
Why, thank you, sir. Appreciation from a Midwest luminary such as yourself is always gratifying.
Well,
tonight's offering is a unique blend of Brazilian Santos and Jamaican Blue Mountain Arabica varieties. We roast the beans one at a time over a mesquite grill.
Oh.
The taste is like coming to your senses amid the embers of a newly burned chaparral forest.
Oh.
The gourmet chocolate bars you carried have melted into the warm earth.
Yes.
In your pocket, you find a matchbook, missing a single match.
Mm-hmm.
Fear takes hold and you begin to run. Mm. Your footsteps raise clouds of nutmeg and cinnamon,
oh,
enveloping you in a fragrant layer of incriminating spice.
Oh. I must say, Christian, for a clamelier, that was quite beautifully put.
Oh, thank you, sir. I do apologize if I wasn't describing it very well.
No.
In the face of beauty, words often dance just beyond the reach of the tongue's finger.
Oh, that is astonishing. Fact is, I expressed much the same lament in my review of the ineffable 2006 Chateau de Chien Napa Valley Sauvignon. Passion picks the mind's pockets even as it throws wide the prison gates of the mouth.
Oh, sir.
Whatever your momentary shortcomings, rest assured, I recognize your sentiments as midwives to the soft pink infant of truth.
Oh. Your own words, sir?
Yes.
I find myself ill-prepared for the comfort they impart.
Mm.
They fall upon my chapped emotions like a healing balm, a soothing, mentholated ointment of courage.
Yes. Now, you've spoken of coffee, but what of the clams? What of the clams, Christian?
Oh, yes, sir. From the rocky coasts of the Sound Puget, we present our King County Clam Carpaccio, feathery slices of native butter clams, locally sourced, of course, excavated upon your ascent from their beds of wave-rounded, twice-filtered silica and coral sand.
Oh.
Each plate arrives littered with dill needles, calling to mind a beach on Christmas morning. A muted tableau revealed by the tide as it slips out, leaving the wet stones to observe
their silent holiday.
Just so, sir.
Oh, I want to ask you about the Carpaccio slices. You use that word, feathery.
Did I? I misspoke.
Oh.
An unworthy description, as transparent as a child's tantrum. Each slice is a clear pane of clam-tinted glass, a window into a world where might have been, is, and always shall be.
Ah.
hinting at the passions that clamor within each of us, yes. and ringing out in sounds as clear as the air itself, yes. singing yes. out for anyone, anyone who is listening. Oh, who is listening? I am. I listen. I am here. You weep, sir. Have I said something wrong?
No. No, Christian. No, not that. No, I fear I must leave without dinner. I must walk into the darkness, gaze out upon the sound, Puget. And perhaps calm the turbulent sea within my own heart. I should think on my life, my choices, the indiscretions of my wasted youth.
Oh, sir.
You've honored me with your stewardship and your eloquence, Christian. Perhaps I'll return tomorrow when
I've
gathered my thoughts.
Of course, and it has been a most genuine and unexpected privilege to serve. But please, sir, bear in mind that if you do return on the morrow, our specials will have changed.
Oh, I hope so, Christian. I do hope so. Good night to you,
and good night to you, Mr. Hein.
That's Heine.